Oh, here we go. All right. City Council will come back from its recess for a 2:30 time certain. Carla, would you read the titles for item number 541 and 542?
541, adopt City of Portland responsible banking policy. And 542, adopt City of Portland investment policy.
And can you call the vote?
On 541, Fish?
I was not present at the hearing, so Mayor, your chief of staff, assistant to your chief of staff, sent me a link and some materials which I was able to review before today and this vote, and I want to thank Jennifer and the team for doing so. I've reviewed the materials that are before us, and I want to just acknowledge that in the presentation to council, the cornerstone values that were used to support this in the presentation were that this resolution would promote competition, increase transparency, and provide additional flexibility in the investment of a modest amount of the city's funds. Jennifer Cooperman and her team have looked at this from the risk side. What is important here, I think, to people observing our work is that the limited amounts that we're proposing to invest in local institutions, including credit unions, are fully covered by federal insurance. So the funds are protected. And this particular resolution has no fiscal impact. What this does, however, is begin a longer-term discussion, which we're going to have as a city, about the expectations that we have for people who either carry our funds or invest our funds. And I want to just note that is a good discussion to have, even if it was outside of the historical moment that this is coming to us, because we should, on a regular basis, review our policies and our banking relationships. And I think, particularly given the experience of the last 4 years, we should continue to raise the bar in terms of what we expect from people that manage our money and handle our accounts. So I think that is a healthy debate, and this will lead us up to a broader discussion about our contract for banking services, which will be before council next year, but we'll be working in the fall. So this is a modest resolution that is based on some cornerstone values, which I support. It does not put public dollars at any great risk, and it is consistent with our approach in many areas to support local institutions, who in turn take their resources and invest them locally. So on that basis and the basis of the record that I have reviewed, I vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I believe this is a good resolution. It's a good step forward to be able to support credit unions with the amount that's covered up to FDIC insurance. I do believe in trying to diversify our city's portfolio and to pursue the longer-term notion of socially responsible banking within fiduciary responsibilities that we carry as a city. But I do think there are other avenues that we can make sure that socially responsible criteria are considered by our those who hold our money and invest it on behalf of us or hold the money, period. So I look forward to further discussions and consideration of issues as we move ahead. Aye.
Leonard?
As Commissioner Fish said, this is a modest proposal, but I think it was Voltaire that said, perfect is the enemy of good. And this is a good proposal that is better than where we're at, and I think is responsible, and I'm pleased that the mayor's brought it forward, and I'm happy to support it. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, everybody, for your work on this. Also want to recognize the late State Treasurer Ben Westland and State Representative Jefferson Smith, who helped pass the regulations enabling this at the state level, and the staffer to both of those, Stacey Dykus, who has been tracking this and helping us in setting up this responsible banking resolution. Thanks to Mayor Adams and your Chief of Staff, Jennifer Gilcomb, for diligent work over many months puzzling through the best way to do this. To our new City Treasurer, Jennifer Cooperman, and Chief Financial Officer, Rich Goward, and community members who have been so passionate about this, including the Occupy folks who took their concerns from camping in the parks to helping to craft this resolution. And it's a good and prudent start towards more investment in our local communities. And I'm very pleased to support it. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I'd like to, in addition to thanking Rich Goward and Jennifer Cooperman and the entire team, I'd also like to thank my chief of staff, Jennifer Yoakum, who worked very hard on this, and this is great work. It's a good first step. It's the right framework, and it's good for taxpayers. And when I looked early on, after getting this request from the Occupy Portland folks and looked online at what had been done across the United States, I saw a lot of very ambitious initial efforts from a very small group of cities that haven't gone very far in terms of implementation. And then I saw some cities that were more aspirational or rhetorical in terms of what they wanted to accomplish. So what I like about this approach especially is that we're going to come back with the additional steps, not years from now, but before I leave office. And so the good discussions that we will have, the balancing that will be required, will be informed by the steps ahead before the end of the calendar year. So thank you to the City Council for your contributions to this, your work on this. Thanks to everyone who's been involved in putting it together. Aye. Can you please call the vote on 542?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, previously the adoption of the city's investment policy has been a pro forma event, but thanks again to Occupy, the attention on the banks that were supposedly too big to fail, we've had more attention this year. I do appreciate what Mayor Adams just said in terms of the next steps, that this is not the end. I'm going to vote yes on this resolution for the investment policy. However, I am hoping in the future to see it addressing more social issues as well as maximizing the investment to make sure that we are maximizing our investments in a socially responsible manner. And I know that's the mayor's intent. We'll have some of that through the upcoming request for proposals in the contracting process and also in the development of the new investment strategies. Certainly appreciate the Office of Management and Finance's assistance and participation in this. We are thinking differently, and I appreciate that very much. And again, thank you, Mayor Adams, for your leadership. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Thank you all very much. So approved, and we are in recess till tomorrow night at David Douglas High School.